Passage B. The Windows interface solves the problems, when using DOS, of trying to remember complicated commands or directory paths, full stop. The information is presented visually on the screen, contained in little pictures called icons, full stop. In the main group of icons is the file manager, full stop. You will recognize it immediately, because it is a picture of a filing cabinet, full stop. If you double-click the mouse on the filing cabinet, the file manager is opened, ready for use, full stop. The file manager is a powerful application that lets you run applications, perform disk operations such as formatting a new floppy disk, copying, deleting, renaming and printing files, full stop. On the file manager screen, disk drive icons represent the drives available to the file manager, full stop. If you are in a directory on the hard disk in C drive and you want to carry out a task on a file on A drive, all you have to do is to click the mouse on the A drive icon and its files will be presented on screen, full stop. Alternatively, to change from one drive to another, hold down the control key and tap the letter of the drive you wish to change to, full stop. Obviously, the more drives you have on your computer, the more disk drive icons you will see, full stop. For example, you could have a CD-ROM drive, a RAM drive, and a network drive, full stop. The directory tree displays directories of the current drive, full stop. You can display either one level, specific levels, or all of the subdirectories in the directory tree, full stop. The directory path and file specification show the full path name to the current directory, as well as the specification for the files shown, full stop. The file manager shows the current directory by using an open file folder icon in the directory tree, full stop. It is curious at first to get used to the combination of text and pictorial representation. But as soon as you do, you will realize straight away which is the current directory, full stop. Providing you have the file manager set to display, all the contents panel shows the files and subdirectories in the current directory, full stop. To change to a different directory, either use the up or down arrow key to move the selection frame, which is a dotted rectangle, to the directory you want, or just click on that directory's name, full stop. The screen will change to display the contents of this chosen directory, full stop. The status bar in the file manager provides statistical information, full stop.